Hey guys, little podcast here on Sunday night, Selection Sunday, bowl season. Iowa State playing Memphis in the Liberty Bowl. Not a huge surprise. It's been setting up this way here for a couple days now. TCU getting blown out by Oklahoma didn't do Iowa State any favors as far as that bowl selection goes. Clones are early. Brent Bloom joins me. 2.5 point underdogs?
3.5.
3.5 point underdogs to the hometown Memphis Tigers. So real quick, we'll give our reaction. I want to give a shout out to a couple of sponsors. Iowa Pork has been our football sponsor all season long, our football content sponsorship. Shout out to our friends, the Iowa Pork producers. Just all of our advertisers at Cyclone Fanatic and our patrons and everything. We wouldn't be here without all of you guys. If you're just out there listening, seek out our advertisers here this Christmas season. Also want to let you know, we are participating in a charter. We have some partners. We're going through EB Sports Tours this year. So this isn't like what we've done in the past where Cyclone Fanatic just calls and gets a bus and where we did it in-house. This is like these guys are doing it on that end. We're here promoting it. It's a charter. You pay for convenience, but it's a great location, the Westin on Beale Street. I'll be there.
Literally right next to everything.
Yeah. It's probably the best location you can be at in Memphis.
And it's a nice hotel, so it's not like you're...
Yeah. So a couple of options. You can either do the bus trip, you know, that gets you transportation to Memphis, or you can also just meet us down in Memphis and not ride on the bus, which would be an option for some as well. So that's on our front page right now. We encourage you to go and look at that. We will be promoting that here over the next couple of days. We appreciate your support with that. All right, Brent, happy Sunday.
Yeah, you know, the reaction about the bowl game, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, I think people are excited. Obviously, it's in a bowl. And I think you see Memphis and you're at Memphis and you're like, you know, what's up with that? But when you dig a little deeper, this has the opportunity to be number one, a fantastic atmosphere. And number two, a legit wildly entertaining game. Like, this is going to be fun. There's going to be points scored. And Memphis offense is legit, but their defense isn't that good. So this is going to be fun to watch. Plus, I think it could be closer to 50-50 for fan support. You know, technically, it's not even a road game. It won't count as a road game, but it is a road game. But I think the way Iowa State fans will travel, they're going to fill that thing. It'll be half and half. So it has a chance to be a really just fun couple days in Memphis. And you know, people are probably turned off a little bit the way that the Memphis, the Liberty Bowl ended in 2012. But I think this is going to be fun. You know, you can always look at it from a positive angle, and it's a winnable game against a ranked opponent. In an easy drive. I just think there's a lot of positives here. Obviously, in an ideal world, you go to Orlando and you play Notre Dame. That'd be great. But they ended up not going there anyway.
You know, I think that's the biggest deal, Brent. Clone fans go from kind of feeling like it might be Notre Dame in Orlando, and then you get Memphis in Memphis. And I think once that wears off, people will be a lot in a much better spot. You know, this is the thing that the longer I've done this and the more I've been around to different bowl games and specifically NCAA tournaments, atmospheres are really kind of lacking oftentimes.
No doubt.
In the postseason.
No doubt.
This will be a pretty cool atmosphere. Now, I don't really care for the Liberty Bowl stadium.
No, the stadium itself
is not good.
No, not great.
However, I do think that putting Memphis and Iowa State fans, like, I know them pretty well, they're going to be like put a chip on their shoulder and like want to be louder and stuff. I do think we'll have a cool in-game atmosphere.
Yeah, in-game. And then leading up to the game, Beale Street is great. Like, it's like the Power and Light in Kansas City, but, you know, in its own unique flair.
Yeah.
The thing about Orlando, and I used to live in Orlando, there really wasn't going to be an epicenter of Cyclone fans. This will be a lot more like Kansas City, where you're going to have 15, 20,000 Cyclones on the same street, because it is the place to go. And when we were there 5 years ago, the two nights we were down there downtown, it was awesome. It really was. I mean, I think we got a little jaded because the game was a little bit awful, especially in the second half.
It was a bad game.
But remember that the parade, and then the night before, it was Cardinal and Gold everywhere. And the fact that Memphis is the other team means there's not really going to be a whole lot of Memphis fans down there the night before either. So it's going to be a lot like the Big 12 tournament in that there's going to be Cardinal and gold everywhere in Beale Street. What a great place to hang out. So, yeah, the atmosphere in the game I think will be better because you're going to have 50% Memphis fans, 50% Iowa State fans. But the couple days leading up to are going to be really fun. It's drivable, so I anticipate a great Iowa State turnout, and I encourage people. You know, the game's one part of it.
Yeah.
Best thing about the bowl week is the actual, you know, congregating with other Cyclone fans, and that part's going to be outstanding.
Yeah, that's the best part of the bowl game.
It is.
The game itself is kind of a sideshow, really. I mean, everything leading up to the game is what's fun.
That's the unique part of a bowl week.
That's what I always think is the most fun part of that and, like, the Big 12. It's just like when you have, like, a common theme with all these people.
Yep.
And you're in a spot that's not the Jack Trice slots.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun.
So that part's going to be really fun. So I encourage people, you know, you might think, oh, road game. But really, the game itself is why you're there. But it's the stuff around it that makes bowl games and Big 12 tournaments and NCAA tournaments special. This will be a really neat atmosphere.
Yeah, you got me sold.
Yeah, I looked at a bunch of Memphis stuff. I've watched them a lot this year. They are fun to watch. Like, I think it's going to be a fascinating football matchup as well. Two contrasting styles, and I would say he's going to be able to put up some points on these guys.
You just did about a 700-word scout on the Memphis Tigers. They just lost to UCF, and you know, Scott Frost had already moved on at halftime.
Right.
With that game. But Memphis went 10-2 this year. They had two games canceled because of the hurricane, but I think they replayed one of them. I'm not positive.
Yep, the UCF game was one that was moved.
Oh, okay. That was the one. Then another game got canceled.
Yep.
Okay.
So they would have played 13. They ended up only playing 12.
Young coach, 36-year-old Mike Norvell.
Who may not be the coach
That's a side story to keep an eye on. Because he's rumored with Arkansas, and God knows, you know, however everything plays out.
Yeah, and so that game's, what, the 30th? So there's a lot of time. Arkansas will have a coach by then. Supposedly, he was there today in Fayetteville. And the other part about Chris, the Norvell.
Oh, okay.
The other part about this.
That always scares me.
Yeah.
Playing the interim coach.
They're looking for an AD at Arkansas as well. Guess who else was rumored for that job? The Memphis AD. So they may take the entire Memphis athletic department down to Fayetteville, Arkansas for the Razorbacks. So there's, there legit could be an interim AD. Norvell's young, 37 years old, I think. So two of the younger college football coaches going at it. And then he's a disciple of Justin Fuente, the Virginia Tech coach. Of course, Fuente went from Memphis to Virginia Tech, and then Norvell took his job. He was the offensive coordinator. And these guys come from the old Tulsa background. Tulsa, TCU, so they do a lot of the same stuff we're used to in the Big 12, and they do it really well.
Yeah, I'm more interested in the matchup than I was when I first heard it. I won't lie, I was probably like most fans where I'm like, man, just give me a Power 5 opponent at least.
I get
that. But I would much rather play Memphis in Memphis than like Tulsa in Memphis. Because that's what sucked about the last time. There weren't any Tulsa fans.
None.
And that's what sucked about the Pinstripe Bowl. They're running your Rutgers fans. There's nobody there.
Yeah.
So at least, you know, it's going to be a lit atmosphere. Sorry, Bloom and I are having a cold beer. It's been a – this day, I love this day, Bloom, because it's exciting and you're kind of on pins and needles.
You're a travel agent today, though.
No, I'm not. That's the thing. Like, I'm not the travel agent. We're specifically going through a group, so I don't have to be the travel agent. Yeah, everybody's at – and I don't, like, have answers to every question, so I'm trying to figure it out. But I just said, hey, make it a semi-affordable package. Like, we want it to be an affordable package for people. That was my thing. I didn't want to promote anything that was crazy expensive. You know, and there we go. So they're doing a good job on that. So I think an interesting aspect of Memphis, one of the things I do know about them is Riley Ferguson, the quarterback.
Yep.
Iowa State, he was one of the first players Matt Campbell recruited.
Yeah, and he was being recruited by Paul Rhodes, too. And then
I didn't know that Paul was in on him. Okay, that's good information because I knew that Matt was really high.
Yep. So he was a former Tennessee quarterback. This is the Memphis quarterback we're talking about.
Yeah.
Left there, went to Coffeyville, JUCO in Kansas, and this is the fall of 2015. So Rhodes' last year, Iowa State offered him with Rhodes' staff, and then Matt, then when he got the job, really went after him, and then he committed to Memphis about 2 weeks after Campbell got the job, knowing that he would replace Paxton Lynch, who's now with the Denver Broncos, who was a decorated career at Memphis. But he's been really good. I mean, he's thrown for almost 4,000 yards, two straight years, big-time arm. And, Chris, they have maybe the best receiver in college football. I think he's definitely in the discussion. He's not a big dude, but he is as productive as all get out in Miller. And it's his first name for you. It's Anthony Miller.
Yeah, Miller.
95 catches last year, 92 catches this year, and he's over 1,400 yards both years. I mean, that is a bunch of yardage. That's a bunch of yardage. He's really good. He'll be in the NFL, and he's hard to stop. UCF tried to take him away yesterday, and he went for 12 catches, 195 yards, and three touchdowns. He is right up there with some of the best receivers, obviously, it's going to see. He's not a big guy like an Aitman or a Washington for Oklahoma State, but he's every bit as good as he's Antonio Brown like for the Steelers. I mean, he's going to be an NFL guy.
Where would you rank Iowa State's or where would you rank Memphis as an offense in the Big 12?
I think they're third. I really do. I mean, you look at their metrics, even with strength of schedule and everything bottled in, and they're right there. I mean, they're fourth in the nation in efficiency or third in the nation in efficiency behind just Oklahoma and UCF. So this is a top five offense. I think they're Oklahoma, Oklahoma State. I put ahead of them, but they're right there because they do everything.
I hadn't looked in detail as you have yet, but I saw fourth nationally in yards per play, and fourth nationally in yards per game.
Second in scoring.
Wow.
So they really
what's their strength of schedule?
Yeah, not great. I mean, but
what's their strength of schedule?
It's not good. I mean, they played UCF twice.
Yeah,
and They beat UCLA, put up 48 on UCLA.
Yeah, and that was in the Liberty Bowl.
Yep.
I remember that. That was early in the year.
They have not lost at home this year. And Navy is their other decent win. Beat SMU too. But they put up points.
I watched a little of that SMU.
They have put points up on everybody. So for 2 years running, these guys are good offensively. Iowa State's got its hands full, but that's where Iowa State's been good is defensively. So I think it's a fun contrast in styles. And if you flip the field, Chris, they are almost, they take way too many gambles on defense, and they're reckless. They're reckless defensively, but they create turnovers, but they just leave up gaping holes. So should be an opportunity for Iowa State to run the ball and then also hit them big play in the pass game too. So I think this over-under is going to be near 70 points, 75 points.
That's not out yet,
no,
is it?
No, but they score 47 a game, but they give up 36. Like, I mean, this is... it's the hoyball style.
Yeah,
man.
That's what I was going to reference. Yeah. You put that in your quick piece. You kind of called it hoyball, and I see that. Where did you find that line? Was it offshore?
It's VegasInsider.com is where I saw it.
Oh, okay, because that's where I'm at right now, and I'm not seeing a line. Oh, yeah, I see it now. I see it now. 3.5. You're correct. All right. We're going to do a cool thing, too. If you go on our charter, we're going to have it at our hotel where I can't give all the specifics yet, but Bloom will be a part of it. We're going to have what's called Chalk Talk.
Yeah.
We're going to have like a reception where everybody has beers together. It's going to be sweet.
Bruns will be there, right?
Yeah, I believe so. I'm going to invite him.
That's the worth the price of admission.
I already talked. Jack Whipper will be there.
Nice.
I think Walters and Heft are going to be a part of it, too.
Wow.
So
that's so that's the cool part is...
That's the best part of the bowl games,
man. Meeting the Cyclones, meeting the Fanatics.
I told a lot of these people on Twitter today, like I legit would rather go to Memphis than Phoenix. The day after Christmas?
Yeah. That's tough for anybody to
do. I was talking to my wife. I'm like, that would be horrible. Me have to fly out on like the 23rd?
A couple things. The timing of the game couldn't be any better. Because it's on a Saturday, right? So you don't have to miss that much work. I mean, you take Thursday off work or Friday if you really want to push it. And then most people get off the first on Monday. So it's one of two games being played on the 30th on a Saturday at the same time. So people will be locked in on that game. National television, ABC. See, the extracurriculars around this game are really good. I think people see Memphis and go, oh man, this isn't good. But there really is a lot to like about this game. It's drivable. The opponent's a fun opponent. I know it's a home game for them, but I still anticipate the crowd will be 50-50. So the more I think about this, the more I like this.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm coming around. I thought this was like nightmare scenario, but I'm not there now. Now I'm like, well, you can hop in a car. Like,
yeah, it's 9 hours.
I would much rather Iowa State be in a bowl game like that than like what Iowa's got to do now. which we've had before.
Yeah, that.
I mean, that's hell. Like,
that's not good.
That was a fun trip, and I would. My wife was like, "Oh, Iowa gets to go to New York. They're so lucky." And I'm like, "Talk to them. They'd trade with us in a second right now."
Well, and I think that's the dilemma here. They play a Power Five team, but it's Boston College, and Boston College isn't, you know, exactly fun to go watch. I mean, this Liberty Bowl's going to get up into the, you know, it's going to be high 30s type scoring. I think Iowa State's going to struggle to slow them down, but they're not going to stop Iowa State either. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be entertainment. And at the end of the day, that's what college football is all about.
Speaking of college football, let's just run down the Big 12 real quick, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
First of all, did you like the playoff selection of Bama?
That was my four.
Here's my take on it, Brent. Like, I wouldn't have been, like, furious anyway.
No.
The only, like, hard line take I have is that USC should have been looked at closer than they appeared.
I get that. But I don't know.
All three of those schools have warts on their resume.
Right. Don't lose to... Who'd they lose? They lost to Notre Dame by what?
Lost to Notre Dame.
30?
And they lost to...
Washington State.
Yeah.
Like, don't lose to Notre Dame by 30.
But do you understand,
yeah,
though, like,
wanna...
if you do the blind resume thing and you stack the three up, like, USC should have been more in the conversation,
right,
than they were.
Because they won a conference
that
title.
That is all I'm saying.
I
am not saying they should be in. I'm saying that they should have been more hotly considered for the fourth spot.
I think that's fair. But there was not going to be an easy four with Wisconsin losing. I mean, that would have been easy if they would have won. It's just kind of what it is. And, yeah, I didn't lose a whole lot of sleep over Alabama getting in, and I've maybe played too much into what Vegas thinks, and they're favored over Clemson. So I think from a talent standpoint, everybody should agree that Alabama is one of the four best teams. Now,
I hope they get killed by Clemson.
I do too, but I think you can talk yourself in or out of anything with this playoff. Like, it just, the changes by the year, and that's bothersome. But you're dealing with human beings here. Maybe if we want to go back to just the computers. Then we go back to the computers, but if there's human beings involved, there's never going to be consensus.
Yeah, I actually, crazy take, I think the BCS was the best, like, selection system we've ever had. However, if we could have used, like, the BCS selection system with the four teams, I think that'd be ideal.
Then you just take it out of the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, seems like a little more equitable. Then you just argue with the numbers then.
Like, I'm not furious. If I would have had to pick four, I probably would have gone Ohio State or USC. I would have really looked in between those two.
This is a championship thing?
Yeah, and I just, like, Bama has not, they don't have a great win.
Right, they don't.
Their best win is against a team that lost to Troy at home.
Yeah.
It's their best win.
Yeah.
So, like, while I watch them play, I'm like, yeah, they're good. Like, you can just look at their guys.
Yeah.
But isn't that what we're not supposed to be doing? Like, aren't we supposed to be, like, shouldn't the games matter?
Yeah. There's so many.
But then those other teams both lost twice.
Yeah.
I get that. that's why, again, like, I just think it's kind of disingenuous to be, like, really, like, spitting mad about this.
No, there's no right answer.
The best option would be to let UCF play and let's see what happens. But that's never going to happen.
I mean, what they should do, if they really just want to do normal stuff and be equitable, is just do your five Power Five champs and then the main group of five person, which would be UCF here, and then give the top two a bye. But until they expand the playoff, you're going to have issues. I'm just glad Oklahoma got in, so we have a dog in the fight. And I wonder now what the Big Ten does. Do they think about altering something? I don't know. But
I hope they shouldn't.
They shouldn't. It's just
like we've been through this with the Big 12, and it's just, you know, the Big 12's championship game likely kept them from getting the second team in the New Year's Six today. You know, had TCU just sat at home, Oklahoma would be in the playoff, and
TCU would be in New Year's Six.
TCU would be in the Cotton Bowl.
And then Iowa State would probably be in Orlando.
And Iowa State would be in Orlando. Yeah. I mean, you know what I mean? So, like, the Big Ten would be foolish to do anything right now.
I just didn't.
The Big 12 was different because they're kind of the redheaded stepchild because they only have 10.
Yeah.
And the more I watched last night, the more the conference championship doesn't mean to me.
It's just an extra game?
Well, it means me something in the Big 12 because they all play each other. And I was talking with some Iowa fans on Twitter. I'm not slighting the other conferences, but your conference championship doesn't mean as much because you play an unbalanced schedule.
Right.
Like, it, again, that doesn't mean your conference isn't as good. My point is the title conference champion is not as valuable.
Not as meaningful. Yeah.
It's not as equitable.
Yeah. No, that's fair. There's a lot of issues with college football. I mean, there's just not, I don't know, there's no perfect system, and I don't think there is ever going to be, but that's the way they like it, because look at that stupid show today. You know, they talked about those four teams for 2.5 hours before they did anything else. It's just, it's kind of silly at this point, but, you know, I didn't have a big beef with the top four.
Yeah.
It'd be fun if Oklahoma wins the whole thing, and, hey, who'd they lose to this year?
Yeah, no, I'm with you. All right, Big 12. We'll start at the bottom, the Birmingham Bowl, because the Big 12 couldn't fill all, or it overshot all of its allotments. This is actually a really, jeez, what's the over-under on Texas Tech, South Florida, Bloom?
That's a great game.
Yeah, sign me up, bro.
I haven't even looked at any of these
yet. I haven't
yet.
Either, man. I have not looked through the bowls yet.
That is must
That's
watch.
That's an epic game.
Television.
Buckle up.
Oh,
Tech
man.
Versus
That's 80, 85 over under there.
Will Charlie Strong be there? Or is he going to Florida State?
I think Florida State will get Taggart, don't you?
Well,
mm-hmm.
Find out.
Yeah.
The Heart of Dallas Bowl by far gets its best draw ever. Really, yeah, this is a good game.
Pretty good game.
West Virginia versus Utah.
Utah's been okay, and I don't think Greer's going to be back for West Virginia.
He's not?
No.
God, did you see it when that happened?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so gross. Clones, Memphis, Liberty Bowl. Let's go to the Cactus Bowl now, where it's Kansas State versus UCLA.
That's fun.
Will Rosen play?
I don't know. That's a good point. Knowing him, no.
I was going to say, you went where I was.
He's fighting
like
the machine.
Sam Darnold will play in the bowl game. Yeah, Rosen?
Rosen won't.
I could see him being like, I'm good, guys.
I'm good, guys, yeah. He'll play like a series and then be like walking off.
I like Texas over Missouri in the Texas Bowl, don't you?
Missouri's been so good. Have you seen them? They've won, five in a row?
They don't play defense.
Drew Locke has thrown for like 4,500 yards this year.
Yeah, we'll see how they do against Todd Orlando.
I think it'll be fun, yeah.
My guy Todd Orlando.
That'd be
your head coach.
That's a 20...
Texas Bowl, that's the 27th.
27th, that's
because we were going to have a problem with the charter.
Yeah.
Because it's like, do you leave on Christmas
or the day before? Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah. So many headaches with that. The Camping World Bowl, Oklahoma State, Virginia Tech, that's a great game.
Yeah.
I like the Cowboys in that.
I agree.
I do like the Cowboys in that.
I think they by 10-plus there, actually.
Yeah. TCU-Stanford's a great game in the Alamo Bowl.
Really fun, physical defense.
Well, it's like,
scoring. Yeah.
That's a great matchup for TCU, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because they, you know, their defense can
yeah.
adjust
they got,
to that.
They got host again, but we don't need to get into it. Whatever.
I bet TCU's like a 2-point favorite in that.
Yep. I agree.
And then Oklahoma, Georgia. We've seen the line on that. Sooners are slight favorites in the college football playoff.
Man, they got a shot. They do have a shot. Wade Mayfield's playing right now, and those young guys are growing up. And I think, I don't know what the odds are. I guess Alabama's probably still the favorite to win the whole thing, but I think Oklahoma's second. Be good for that would be great for the Big 12 if they could somehow get a national title out of this thing. Because what, Big 12's last national title? Texas in 05, yeah. Vince Young. So they're due. Need one.
Yeah. So there's your Big 12 bowl games. Oh, also, I wanted to tell everybody, it's probably going to be late tonight by the time I get this done because I have to wait for all the point spreads to come out. But I'm going to do a bowl pick'em on the site, just like we did during the regular season, brought to you by Wild Rose Casino. We'll have some cool prizes, all that good stuff.
I drove by Wild Rose Casino this weekend.
It's a beautiful facility over
there. In Emmitsburg.
Emmitsburg.
I was in Emmitsburg, yeah.
Yep. I've never seen that one. I always drive by the Jefferson one.
Yeah.
That's cool, too.
Yeah, it is.
Cool. All right. You got anything else to add to this, Bloom? Bloom knows more about Memphis than I do. I wish I could add a little bit more.
It's gonna be a great game. It's gonna be fun. I'm all in on this. This was, you know, I at first I'm like, Memphis, but this is gonna be a good couple days down there. I really think so.
Looking forward to it. Yeah. We'll have more coverage and stuff for you guys here over the next couple of days. I know that Jared and Rob are all over the place in Ames right now with their coverage. Bloom's got a column up. I'll have Monday Musings tomorrow morning. Sign up for the charter if that's your thing. If not, you can still come to our website. we're cool with that. For Brent Bloom, I'm Chris Williams, signing off.